You're listening to Believe It, the radio life story of me, Richard Wilson. It all started when I fell down the stairs at home. I remained there for some time, not sure I could get up. It was a Sunday morning, round about 12. I knew that because the woman next door was mowing her lawn to Desert Island Discs, and I could hear the program ending. I've never been on Desert Island Discs. They did ask me when Sue Lawley was in charge, but I ran scared. She did rather throw you into the pan and turn up the heat. So I sat there thinking, well, I'll never do Desert Island Discs now. They won't ask me again, and even if they did, I couldn't get there. I live here now, at the bottom of my stairs. What did I have to live for? Well, I had a Waitrose fish pie in the oven on a timer, so there was that. Just as the timer went off, the phone rang. So I got up with difficulty and answered the oven. Really, I opened the door of the oven and I said, hello? That's right. I said hello to a fish pie. What was happening to me? It was time for a change of life. But what? I turned off the oven and answered the phone. It was Ian McKellen.
Richard, happy birthday for tomorrow. What are your plans?
Ian always cheers me up. You'll not find a more life-enhancing man.
Happy birthday, my dear sweet man.
You're the sweet man.
I can't believe you were going to stay at home on your birthday.
I wanted to watch Dad's Army. They're repeating the repeat of my favourite repeat.
But why no celebration?
Well, I had a lavish party for my 80th. Hundreds of people, food, waiters.
Oh, I remember.
Then a smaller one for my 81st. Maybe 20 people. You were doing that Shakespeare movie, the Ben Elton one.
Oh, yes, yes. All is true.
Yes. Then last year, when you were doing your one-man Shakespeare show in Japan...
Oh, I miss everything.
I took 4 people out to dinner. So this year, I thought, why don't I really save the money by staying at home, heating a risotto for one, and not taking anyone anywhere?
It's all about the money.
That's right. My life is all about saving money.
For what?
You don't understand. You're only 80. I'm not saving for anything. Saving is its own reward.
Richard, are you okay? You sound depressed.
I fell down the stairs yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Were you hurt?
I was destroyed. I lay there and thought, I really don't mind if I never go out again.
Well, I hope you're happy you came here.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for the drink. That was lovely.
Where are you going?
Home.
To do what?
My accounts.
Oh.
I've got this wonderful woman, Irina, in the Finchley Road. If you ever need... Oh, no. You've probably got a team of accountants.
My darling Richard, sit down. You're staying here. I've arranged a surprise birthday dinner.
Oh, my goodness, you shouldn't have.
Your mood will be transformed. You'll be happy to see everybody.
You haven't got in loads of trouble, I hope.
Not at all. No. We're having Jamie Oliver's lamb and cheese pie.
Oh, fine. Can I do something? Can I put it in the oven?
No, you misunderstand. Jamie's coming here and cooking it.
Oh, my goodness.
All your pals are coming. Tennant, Capaldi, Celia Imrie, Sir Tony Sher, Arabella Weir.
I'm so touched, Ian.
That's a few wild cards, you know. Emily Maitlis, Jose Mourinho, Benedict.
Is that the Benedict?
Is there another? I met him at the Oscars. Charming fellow. You'll soon be a raving cumberbitch.
You know everyone, Ian.
Not at all. Oh, that must be the Pope. He's always early. I jest.
He was jesting, too. It was Paul McCartney. You'd think it'd be a treat, wouldn't you, meeting Paul? But here's another thing that's happened to me. Along with the falls and the fears about money and the bitter regret that I've never been on Desert Island Discs, I get names confused. Names and faces. I was introduced to Paul and he hugged me, which was lovely. And then he told me he and his wife used to love watching One Foot in the Grave. And I said, I'm delighted to hear that. Good old Yoko. It was another nail in my coffin. I went home shortly afterwards. And I sat at my dining table and I listened to Beethoven's Ode to Joy. That's one of my desert island discs, you know. And I thought, why don't I sell my dining table? I'm not going to give any more dinner parties. And why stop there? What about the curtains? The lamps? Without curtains, I can get all the illumination from streetlights. Suddenly, I knew what I had to do. Sell everything. Sell up and move to a new home. I found an ideal property very quickly. I got David Tennant to come and see it. Nice, isn't it?
It's okay.
It's better than okay. It's got a toilet, a chair, and you can see the sea.
You can, actually.
Well, no. But you know it's there.
I'm sorry, I just don't get it. Why do you want to live in Eastbourne? You don't know anyone in Eastbourne.
That's right. I've had enough of knowing people. People have names and faces, and I get them all wrong.
Look, you're not retiring to Eastbourne, all right? We're not going to let you.
It makes so much sense financially. Sell my place in London, buy this. I'll have all the ready cash. Have I shown you the stairs?
It's a bungalow.
Yes, it was a trick question. The great thing about a bungalow is you can't fall down the stairs. I'll still fall, of course, but it won't be as far.
I'm going to teach you how to fall, OK?
Really?
Watch me. Right. 1 foot in front of the other, OK? Bend your knees. Lower, 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 then roll back. See? You don't fall, you roll. And you don't roll on your spine, you roll on the fleshy bits either side.
Who taught you that? Tom Cruise?
Why do you say that?
Oh, they're all so famous now. You and Ian.
Matt.
I haven't got a mat. And even if I had, I wouldn't fall on it.
Matt taught me, Matt Damon.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, come on. Come on, let's try it. 1 foot in front of the other, let's go.
You can't teach me how to fall, David. That's like teaching me how to crash my car. You can't prepare for accidents.
OK, well, if you won't learn how to fall, don't live on your own in a bungalow in Eastbourne. You'd be better off in an old people's home. There'll be staff there to pick you up.
To an old people's home. They're full of old people.
Look, look, this is you, okay? In your old people's home. This is how you could be, right?
Oh! Nurse! Nurse, can you pick me up? And bring me a cup of tea. And fetch me my money. I want to count it.
Well, I must say, that sounds rather good.
Some say your heart is just like
I went home and listened to my disc number 3. Heart Like a Wheel by Kate and Anna Magario. Why was I so obsessed with the program? It wasn't just not being on it. It was where I wanted to be. On a desert island. Not on the floor of my flat. Not in a bungalow in Eastbourne or an old people's home. It was just a question of finding my desert island and paying for it. I went to see Irina, my accountant. She'd sort me out. Here's the thing, Irina. I want to sell up in London and buy a desert island. What do you think? Can I afford it?
Where are you going to find the desert island?
Indian Ocean, Pacific.
Desert island not a good investment.
It's not an investment, Irina. I want to buy it and never sell it.
What happens if you need a doctor? Or an off-license?
Well,
I grew up on the Greek island of Sifnos. That's where you should buy.
Where's Sifnos?
Cyclades, 2 hours from Piraeus by ferry. You have everything a man could want. Peace and quiet and wine and swimming and wonderful food. Figs, octopus, squid, cod raw. Halva, you like halva?
I do like halva, yes.
Can't get halva on a desert island, can you? Or baklava? Or kataifi?
What's that?
Walnuts, cinnamon. Clove, lemon syrup. You will eat it every day. Forget your desert island.
Forget your desert island. Find your desert island.
Agri-verse, exactly. I can help you. I know everyone. Estate agents, builders, the people for the permits.
Is it cheap to live on Sifnos, Irina?
Let me be honest with you, Richard. It's cheaper to die on Sifnos than to live on Sifnos. But that's true everywhere.
It wasn't her fault. It really wasn't. But she put it into my head. It's cheaper to die than to live. When your accountant says that, you listen. Well, I did. I thought to myself, the dead don't spend, the dead don't fall over, the dead don't forget names. Maybe I should try it. I decided to go to Sifnos and die. It was the wrong decision, of course it was, but now I've made it. There were things I had to do, and the first was to spend an hour in a recording studio with the great Jan Ravens. Jan, lovely to see you.
Mwah. And you, Richard, how are you?
Fine. Thank you so much for doing this.
What is it exactly? My agent didn't seem to know.
Ah, well, no, it's our little secret. The thing is, I know you do a great Kirsty walk.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Hello, I'm going to talk quite loudly now, even though you're sitting very close to me. I'm going to talk quite loudly and quite urgently as if you're deaf and I'm late for a dental appointment. Is that the sort of thing?
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Jan. This is embarrassing. That doesn't sound like Kirsty walk at all.
Oh, well, that's a bit confusing. Kirsty walk loves it and she's Kirsty walk.
You are confused. I want you to do Kirsty Walk, who used to do Desert Island Discs.
Now that was Kirsty Young, Richard.
Was it? Bugger. It's Yoko McCartney all over again.
I mean, I'm sure I can do Kirsty Young.
No, it's okay. The thing is, I've never been on Desert Island Discs, and I wanted to recreate it with you as Kirsty... What's her name?
Oh, no, I understand. I've not been on it either. You just feel lesser, don't you?
But look, it doesn't matter. It's just a fantasy.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. I'll be Kirsty What's-Her-Name.
And a book apart from the Bible and Shakespeare, which are already on the island.
Really? How did they get there?
I believe they were washed up on the sand from a shipwreck.
No, they weren't. That's rubbish.
Well, okay then. Roy Plumley swam to the island with the Bible and Shakespeare strapped to his back.
This is all nonsense.
Look, the whole thing is nonsense, Richard. It's all pretend, but it's sewn into the very fabric of our culture and we love it.
You're absolutely right.
So, what are you going to choose?
One Foot in the Grave by David Renwick, based on the TV series.
Right. And a luxury.
That's easy. I'd like a knighthood.
Okay, you shall have it.
I don't want it. I just want to be offered it and turn it down.
You shall be offered it. And if you could only have one disc, which would it be?
The Mahler, which I would play in its entirety, instead of the truncated version, which is all I'm allowed, and your daft programme.
Thank you, Richard Wilson.
Sir Richard Wilson.
For letting us hear your Desert Island discs. Was that okay?
I loved it, Jan. Thank you so much. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
You didn't find it too pathetic that I'm living out a fantasy?
Not too pathetic, no. Just pathetic enough.
Somehow it all made sense. I'd achieved everything I wanted to achieve. Now it was time to say goodbye to my nearest and dearest, starting with Ian, Big Mac, head of Gay. It had to be a Shakespearean goodbye. He'd like that. I wouldn't tell him I was saying goodbye forever. I'd just say I was going on holiday.
So, where are you going?
An island called Sifnos. My accountant, Irina, recommended it. Her family's from there.
Oh, nice. And when are you going?
Friday.
Mm-hmm. How long for?
A week.
Splendid. But I hope it won't be too hot for you.
I'll take a hat.
Good.
And then there's the sea. I can cool down by walking into the sea.
You can indeed.
I just wanted to say before I go, you're a very good friend, Ian, and I'm a great admirer of your talent.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's very kind.
And I know you earn more money than I do and are more globally famous, but I want you to know you deserve it.
Oh, please, it's not a competition.
No, I know, but if it was, you'd win. So I just want to say I'm happy for you.
And where are you flying from? Heathrow?
Heathrow, Gatwick, Stansted, King's Cross, doesn't matter.
I was only asking.
Adieu. I have too grieved a heart to take a tedious leave.
Merchant of Venice.
I knew you'd know it. My dear master, my captain and my emperor, let me say before I strike this bloody stroke,
Farewell.
That's merchant to Venice too.
And whether we shall meet again, I know not.
Mm. Oh, hold on. It's coming. Julius Caesar.
Correct.
Sorry, is this some sort of a pub quiz?
No. And whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. Forever and forever, farewell. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then? This parting was well made.
How long did you say you were going for?
A week.
My God, but what if you were going for a fortnight?
So to what do I owe this honour?
I was in the neighbourhood and I wanted to give you a present.
Oh, what is it? Shall I open it?
Please do.
Oh, my goodness. It's a mat.
It's a welcome mat.
Yes, it says welcome on it.
Yeah. Do you know why I bought you a welcome mat, David?
Not 100% sure, no.
It's because you've always welcomed me.
Okay, groovy.
Do you remember when we first met?
Of course I do, 1995.
1995, we were both in What the Butler Saw by Joe Stalin.
Joe Orton, yeah.
And you welcomed me like a brother, even though I was old enough to be your father. And I'd love to have been your father, David, but you had a father. And, of course, I'm gay.
Indeed, indeed. Sorry, where's this leading?
I'm going on holiday on Friday for a week to Greece, and I wanted to give you this mat as something to remember me by.
Well, I'm not going to forget you in a week, Richard.
You're not. You're a true friend. You've taught me a lot.
Have I?
Yes. The old learn as much from the young as the young learn from the old. That's not Shakespeare. That's me talking.
Right.
Put the mat on the floor behind you. I'll show you.
Show me what?
You taught me how to fall. I'll show you.
No, that was my mistake. No, don't.
I want you to remember me as someone who never stopped learning. So, one foot in front of the other, bend.
Stop there.
And there, lower, and roll.
You all right?
I'm sorry. I didn't see the vase.
Yeah, just don't move. There's glass everywhere.
I'll buy you another vase and some flowers. Is the table okay?
Yeah, table's fine. You have to check what's behind you before you fall. I obviously didn't teach you that. I'll get you a glass of water.
No. The water from the vase splashed my lips. I'm fine.
Are you all right? You're in a weird mood. Is there something you want to tell me?
How was my fall, apart from knocking over the vase? And the flowers. And the table.
Well, what can I say? It was very, real.
Thank you. That's how I want to be remembered, as an actor who made everything real. Kiss me, Hardy.
David.
Kiss me, David Hardy.
And so I caught the plane to Athens and the ferry from Piraeus to Sifnos. My desert island was everything it should be. Enchanting, soothing, peaceful. I spent the night at a hotel in the port of Camaris, then lazed on the beach all day prior to eating my last supper at the Argus Taverna. And then I met someone. Isn't that what always happens on holiday? You meet someone on your last day.
Your bill, sir.
Thank you.
Un mitos, un salata, un sudalea, un squid, Greek salad, un potatoes, kataifi, coffee, 31 euros, please.
Very good.
How was your meal? I hope it lived up to expectations.
Yes. You speak very good English.
I've been to London many times. I have an uncle in Finsbury Park.
Ah, I know Finsbury Park.
He has a restaurant in the Blackstock Road. You must go.
I'd love to. I'm Richard.
Alexis.
You have a wonderful beard, Alexis.
Thank you.
And the soft hands of a penis.
The soft hands of a penis?
I get names wrong, not words. The soft hands of a penis. And I've been watching you carry the food from the kitchen, and you move with the grace of a panther.
Thank you. So, 31 euros, please. We do take cards.
Do you have a dream, Alexis? Something you want to do with your life?
I'd like to open a restaurant in London with my uncle, but it's very difficult.
Yes. Take it.
10, 20, 30, 1. Thank you very much.
No, no. Take it all. All the money is for you.
I cannot take this. This is too much.
Think of it as a tip. There's 479 euros there. I've been saving it. And now I'm spending it. Why not?
No, this is wrong. I can't.
You can. And you must. Take it, you beautiful man. And have a wonderful life.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
Have a nice day.
It was too late. I had to go through with it. I had to walk into the sea. That was the way I decided to end it all. I'd written an email to everyone in which I gave my reasons, though, now to be frank with you, I couldn't really remember what they were. I'd written it, and now was the time to send it. So I turned on my phone for the first time in days and located the email in my drafts folder. I walked slowly into the sea till it was up to my waist, and I have to tell you, it was extremely wet. I had to hold my phone aloft like a trident, but I had made my decision. Nothing and no one could stop me, could they? I waited and waited. No, it seemed not. I pressed send and waited for the sound of the email flying off into the cloud. But, wouldn't you know it, there was no Wi-Fi. This was Greece, home of civilization, and you couldn't get a signal in the sea. Good sakes. I had data roaming and everything. Oh, then the phone did ring. Hello?
Hello, Richard. It's Ian. How are you, darling? Your phone's been off for days.
I'm standing in the Aegean Sea.
Are you all right?
Yes, I think so. I don't know.
You're not drowning or anything?
No, no, I can't be, or the phone wouldn't work.
True.
It's very good to hear your voice, Ian.
Well, I'm glad you think so. Look, listen. The producers of Desert Island Discs just rang me.
Do they want you to be on it again?
Yes, but I can't make the session.
Ah, let me guess. You've been offered a huge movie that's going to make $1,000 Grazilian.
Yes, so they asked me who I thought should do it instead, and I said, you. I said, everybody knows you, loves you. Well, yes, you get names wrong, you have faults, yes, and you are capable of thrift. But your popularity with your friends and the nation remains undimmed.
That's so kind of you, Ian.
So will you do it? They'd be so pleased.
This is fantastic, Ian. I don't know what to say. I'm overjoyed.
Well, they're recording it tomorrow. Can you get back in time?
Oh, I'm not sure.
They'll pay your airfare.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you. You don't know how much this means to me.
I'm glad.
I was so close.
What?
No, nothing. It doesn't matter. Will they pay a taxi from Stansted?
I'm sure.
Done.
Some say your heart is just like a wheel. When you bend it, you can't mend it.
I walked out of that sea without falling over. I went straight back to living. Calimera.
Calimera. Nice swim.
Best swim I've ever had in my life.
Good, I'm glad. I called my mother and told her what you did and she cried. No one's ever been so kind to me, ever.
Not bloody surprised. Listen, there's been a change of plan. It was 31 euros, wasn't it, the bill?
Yes.
With tip, let's say 35, that's generous. So that leaves 444 euros. So Would you mind giving me back 300 euros?
I don't understand.
Sorry, English is not your first language. You don't fancy giving me
but
back...
But you said you loved me.
Yes, I know, but I don't love you that much.
I landed at Heathrow and collected the baggage I never expected to collect. What a fool I'd been. Then I walked through the customs bit and out the door. And there they all were, holding signs up that just said, Richard. It was wonderful. It reminded me who I was.
Richard!
Ian! David!
Richard, welcome home. Look, I brought the welcome mat. Go on, step on it.
Oh, that's perfect. My goodness, you're all here.
We certainly are.
Is that the lovely Jan Leeming?
Whatever. Mwah.
Irina, you too.
Mwah. How's my favourite client?
I'm overwhelmed. I'm so sorry I can't hang around. What time do I have to be at the BBC, Ian?
You don't. You have to be with your people.
That's us.
We are your people.
We are. By the way, I'm not charging for this.
The BBC didn't want me for Desert Island Discs. Ian made that up. He was worried about me. They all were. So he said the one thing he knew would bring me back home. It was a lie, but a lie in a good cause. Ian was only doing what he believed to be right. As he said,
to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man.
God, he's good. You try saying that at arrivals in Heathrow. I still live in hope about Desert Island Discs. I like that woman who does it now, you know, that pretty northern woman, Lauren someone. Oh, I'll get there. Lauren Bacall.
This moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a city like...
You've been listening to Believe It. I was joined by my very good friends Sir Ian McKellen, David Tennant, Peter Capaldi and Jan Ravens. I was also delighted to work with Elliot Levy, who played Alexis, and Rebecca Statton, who played Irina. I, of course, played myself. The script was written by the irrepressible John Cantor, and the programme was produced and directed by Clive Brill. It was a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.
A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon.